Hey guys, welcome back to Real Bearded News. I'm your host, Sean. And what do I have for you today on our 31 days of horror movies? I have no other than The Craft. Now, The Craft is a movie that I watched when I wasn't supposed to watch it. I was like 8 or 9, one of those two ages. This movie came out in 1996, and it was one of the coolest experiences that I've ever had with witchcraft, or being exposed to what witchcraft was at such a young age. I knew what it was for reasons that I would not disclose. If you guys want a story about these things, of scary stories that have happened to me IRL, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to share them with you. But 1996, this movie came out. I was 8 or 9 when I watched this. So 1999, 1998, either one of those 2 years. And it was because of my sister. My sister was really big into witchcraft. And so, me being known as a kid, I sat around and I watched it. This movie does have a sequel that came out in 2020, in October of last year, around the same time, actually, that I'm talking about it now. And I personally, I thought just one was good. So to be fair, really did not give The Craft, the legacy, a fair chance. But we're not here to talk about Craft Legacy. We're here to talk about The Craft. Now, The Craft takes place, again, in 1996, so in the late 90s, where we have our character, Sarah Bailey. She's a teenage girl with unusual abilities. It's believed that her mom was a witch prior, and she just moved to San Francisco, and she eventually just fits in with the 3 rejects, I believe, of the high school. One is a pretty much standard goth chick. The other one's a quiet, silent, little witchy girl. And then the other one, she's not really... It's odd that she's part of this group. She's pretty. She's pretty cool, too. And I think the only reason that she was in the group was because she was black and other people didn't like her, honestly. However, these 3 girls were looking for a 4th person to add to their group so they could summon a demon or this spirit, which will give them powers and stuff. And, of course, the movie's called The Craft because they are able to achieve that goal with Sarah in their group. And that's what starts, and that's when things start to happen. Because they were able to summon this little entity, they misunderstood what witchcraft was, right? Powers could be great, but if they're used unwisely, then bad things can happen. And so at one point throughout the movie, we're told that whatever you wish upon or whatever spell you do on someone, it will come back, I think it was like 3-fold. And so eventually, the things that they start casting on people, it does come back to haunt them and bite them in the ass. But not only that, our goth chick is our main villain. She's our bad one. She's the one that's drunk with power that really feels like she's the leader of the group. But Sarah is like a good witch where they start tormenting her because of reasons that I cannot disclose. Because then you're not going to watch the movie and you have to watch The Craft. But that battle between good witch and bad witch was actually pretty cool. Especially the way that a lot of the things happen. Again, Sarah Bailey may have had witchery inside of her the entire time without needing to summon this demonic entity or spirit. Nonetheless, things happen, they battle it out, and someone wins, someone loses, hence why we have a sequel more than like 15 years later, 20 years later, whatever it is. But the really cool thing about it is that we see Neve Campbell in this movie, and she isn't necessarily, well, she is not our lead. Our lead is actually Robin Tunney. The point is that it's not Neve Campbell, and if you recognize the name Neve Campbell, it's because she is our Sydney Prescott in the Scream franchise, which I absolutely love. And it's actually pretty cool to see her there because then we have Chris Hooker, Skeet Ulrich, which he is the one that plays her boyfriend in Scream. So this movie came out about 5-7 months prior to Scream. And then Scream came out where she was the lead, and it was pretty cool to see her upgrade, which means she was filming both movies at the same time. That was pretty cool. It was pretty great to see that. And I just made that connection today as I was recording this. But The Craft is one of those movies that used CGI, used practical effects to be able to accomplish their goal. It also shows you how antiquated medical equipment was and how slow it was, too. Like, there's a scene that we were in the doctor's office, which is actually a very important scene, but it's so old and ugly looking. That was pretty cool, but definitely this movie has some really good effects in it. It has a really, really great story. It keeps you engaged from the moment that we first meet our characters to the very end. And the end is a little bit of a cliffhanger, and I did enjoy that. I liked that it left you thinking, which a lot of movies have the necessity nowadays to put a nice little pretty bow on it and not let the mystery just wander in the back of your head. You have to check out The Craft. It's just a great, great movie about outcasts and just trying their best to fit in and be their very best, but with powers. So go check it out. You can find it currently on Amazon Prime. I don't think the sequel is there, but pretty sure Redbox, streaming Redbox, has it. But go check it out, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you. I appreciate you for subscribing. Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure that you like and share this episode with your friends. So, between the next time that I see you and I tell you what you should be watching or you should skip out, don't forget, keep reading those comic books, keep watching that anime, rock and roll, and stay nerdy, guys.